Salutations, queens and kings.
Welcome back to another wonderful True Sessions Lifting the Veil here with Queen
Jam and King
Jerry in the house. Oh my goodness, thank you all for just keeping your composure and welcome back. We appreciate you so much. All of the trials and tribulations that we've gone through, y'all.
Since the last time we spoke.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, but we're definitely going to get into everything that we've been up to, everything that we've been getting into through the pandemic, and we'll do a deep dive, but we just wanted to do it first and just happy that we're back, happy that you all are still rocking with us and just gave us time to reflect on ourselves. Like, during the pandemic, it was really important for everyone to disconnect and just take a step back, and I feel like we did that, and we experienced a lot together. We'll get into all of that like in later episodes, but I wanted to get some house cleaning out of the way first before we dive in. Cool.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, cool. So we have decided that we're going to start doing bi-weekly episodes, and they're going to be no longer than 30 minutes.
Ooh, why is that now? Tell them.
Mainly because we have so much content that you all have not indulged in yet. And like from episode one all the way up into episode, what are we at now? Like 50-something? 50, 60? Like, all that content you have to dive back into. So we're going to be reposting some archive episodes. We're going to be remastering some of them and just, you know, chopping it up and making sure that you all indulge in all the content that we had before, because we gave away so many gems.
Oh yeah, amazing gems. Y'all should be rich by now.
Yeah. Okay, because we're definitely on our way there to be wealthy, building generational wealth, and we want to spread that knowledge to you. But we don't want to give away too much content when we're noticing that our numbers are not where they need to be. Mm-hmm. And that's just being completely transparent with you all, because just like you all hold us accountable, we expect you all to hold us accountable, we have to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you very humbly to please help us get our numbers up, get our listens up, get our views up, tell a friend. You know, make your cat a freaking register your cat, you know, to on iTunes. So Apple Podcasts and stuff, so they can actually listen to our podcast and play it in the background and get those numbers up. Then once you all are craving it and fiending that content every week, and you hitting us up like, where's the next episode? When's the next episode? That's when we'll change our cadence to possibly weekly, and give you a little bit longer episodes, and then also,
just in general, more content and provide you with the necessary content, you know.
And most importantly, I want to also mention that you have to indulge in our archive content now, because we're going to be putting a lot of it behind a paywall. We really don't want to, but with all the content that we had, we are definitely going to be putting it on our Patreon for all of our biggest supporters and top supporters to indulge in, because that's only fair.
Yep. So I'm not upset at all, but no further ado.
Let's just be honest and transparent with y'all, because most people would do it and not even tell you. Yeah. We're telling you now before, like, it's going to take us a month and change possibly to put everything behind a paywall, so you can still go and indulge in all of the content. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of that before it is, right, you know, put behind that paywall.
You already said it. You know, still giving you all some time. Go ahead and share this content. And it's already out there. You know, trust and believe, we understand it's already out there.
Whatever. Tell your mother, tell your brother, tell a friend.
You know, but keep it real about where you're getting your content from. But
yes, because the main reason why I wanted to highlight this is because we're on social media all the time. And you hear people begging for black couples to talk more about their experiences and be honest, right, and have content, and we have that content. We're working on getting a lot more content out to you, but we also want to know that you all are indulging in this content. There's something different that we could be doing. Like, this is a two-way relationship, you know what I mean? Appreciate your feedback, just like we'll give you feedback when we tell y'all, like, okay, that's great, but ain't gonna happen. And we'll be honest with you. So I really appreciate all of our tribe members, and thank you so much for supporting us and rocking with us this far. To the freaking moon, only wins. Happy New Year. It's 2022. We're taking over.
That's my energy. And so we begin the full-fledged marathon.
Yes.
This life is definitely about that. Shout out to Nip. And shout out to so many of our soldiers that we have lost throughout this process. And so many that will be born and will continue you throughout this process of a marathon. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say the most influential process of COVID once it started was us taking out our first steps, just taking that jump and not being afraid about being successful and doing what we wanted to do. And that actually happened to a lot of people during mm-hmm. this process of COVID. And
I'm proud of a lot of people too, because mm-hmm. during this time they always say there's always producers and consumers, and a lot of people switched different roles and stuff, mm-hmm. and that was amazing to watch. And then there's always audience members, and then there's like billionaires or something like that. They're saying, I'm paraphrasing horribly, but you get the point. You're either going to be sitting back watching everybody do it, or you're going to be doing it. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And I'm happy and proud of a lot of you all. I see you out there killing it, starting your LLCs. Mm-hmm. When them what was those checks started coming out, people was like, did I start my business soon enough? You got qualified.
PPP.
Yes, them PPPs. And a lot of y'all was messing up with them PPPs. I'm disappointed in you. Mm-hmm. Shame on you. Okay? So, yes, go ahead. Get it.
I mean, what I would say out of this whole process is congratulations to those that have done things in the correct manner.
Yes.
That's definitely
congratulations are in order.
Absolutely. Make sure you have your business in order. Mm-hmm. And also, make sure that you take the time to collaborate with others as well that are like-minded. That's always going to be a well introduction when it comes to networking. But also, don't be afraid to travel. You know, even though we're going through a tough time right now, just make sure you have your papers in order. But if you're able to travel, get outside of your comfort zone, I think you'll be able to find something worth more than where you currently are. You probably end up finding some new things that you can get involved in. But secondary to that, you all, some large portions of our discussion today is definitely, for me, I wanted to move into just the your wellness and well-being, and how you are going through the process of transitioning into things that you actually love to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go through that process like many others and find out, hey, you know what, this current transition that I'm in may not have been the best transition that I'm in. This current placement that I'm in at this current job, mm-hmm. it's 9 to 5, that's not providing anything. You know what,
mm-hmm.
let's just go ahead and dig deep and further foots in the ground, feet 10 toes down into what we both believe in, and that's ourselves, making sure that you invest in yourself. And that's something I had to come to grips with, and I hope that a lot of you come to grips with that. I'm not telling you to, you know, if this is, you know, the job that's feeding you and your family, and that's the only thing that you got, and you don't have anything else, and this is the last bit, you know, I'm not telling you to do that.
That's funny that you mentioned that, because there was this video on social media. This guy ended up telling his family during, like, Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner that he would quit his job to become a rock star. And his mom was like, if you knew anything, because he was saying, like, I know what I'm doing. She was like, if you knew what you were doing, you wouldn't have quit your job before you had another one. And then the punchline at the end was when she said, no, you need a job because you have type 2 diabetes and you need insurance. And I said, oh,
we're just going to jump just for purposes and to protect ourselves. To the mission pledge, to the best of our knowledge, we'll be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts. Most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of
knowledge. Boom, y'all.
Honesty and smile pledge. You don't think we were going to forget about that. But yeah, we definitely have to give that disclosure.
Always have to give that disclosure. You all, I will give.
Because it gets real.
Yeah, it gets very real. I'm not telling you to, you know, jump in wholeheartedly, just give up, you know, on whatever is providing you, you know, the roof over your head and things like that. But if you're happy with your current situation. Yep. In the words of Schoolboy Q, if you're broke, then fix your pockets. All right? In the words of Schoolboy Q, if you have some type of issue, you're going to have to fix them. And if that deals with the necessity of interest of economics and currency within your bankroll, I think that you should get on top of that, of, you know, especially when it comes to your business. But seriously, y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. A deep portion of depression has definitely hit people throughout
the pandemic. We saw it all.
Woo,
we saw it all. There's so much to unpack since we've been gone.
A lot to unpack. There was
so we're gonna be referencing, like, going back and forth.
Well, I'm gonna try and keep my car in my lane. Yes. You're gonna keep your car in your lane. Hey. But we're gonna get at the end of this track together. What I'm going to say is I'm gonna keep mine so that we all can get that nice base point, which is starting from the foremost, those that have made it through this process, that went through that depression state, that went to that mental, by all means, have went to a survival state, those that just went to a state of, you know, this is it, just out of here. You know, some people committed suicide throughout this process. What I'm going to say is, for those that are still going through that, please seek help. Make sure that you seek some type of professional help. Please call the suicide hotline. Mm-hmm. Any way that you can get in contact with someone that can help you, because I'm not the type of person who's going to sit up here and lie to you. I'm going to be straight, you know, like, at this point, like, look, if you need help, be honest with yourself. You know, you down to that point, you down to that level, you need to seek help. And there's nothing wrong with seeking help. You can get to a certain point to your, you know, to your likeness and to your mindset, but please, you are important. Do not take
you
your life.
You are loved.
Yep.
I was thinking about what you were saying about it was a rapper that you said this guy walked up to him and was like, if you would have did that, there would have been so many people that would have.
Oh, Kevin Gates. Yeah. I was listening. I was listening to the Kevin Gates. He had an interview with Big Facts, their podcast, and he was going.
I felt like it was Kevin Gates. I didn't want to put that out there.
Yeah, and you know, talking about, you know, his depression state and what he went through. You all can go
check that out. Which we appreciate.
Yes.
Because I don't feel like people are honest anymore. They're trying to, like, project themselves and have this certain image. But it's all about being transparent with people, because we're all going through something at the end of the day. Yeah. And even last year around this time, like, I was down bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had lost my job, was on unemployment, unemployment cut off because they're going through their own issues, and, you know, the deposit stopped, so I don't have any income. And just leaning on King and him supporting me and getting me through that and just telling me that he doesn't want to see me like that again, you know? And now it's being on the other side of that. I can see where I was. I've grown from that situation. And I'm just hoping that if you're in a sad state, or, you know, you're not feeling yourself, you're out of sorts, find someone that you can depend on and find someone you can be honest with and, you know, vent to a little bit, because that leaning on one another is what really counts at the end of the day.
And in the gracious,
you gotta get out your head too. I'm someone who likes to live in their head.
And in the gracious words of Crip Mac.
Yes.
Never commit suicide. Everything's gonna see all right.
And some tacos.
Come on, and get your tacos.
Cause King was watching this video one day, and I just heard somebody yelling, like, never commit suicide, cuz, never commit suicide. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, he was like, did you get some tacos? Did you get some tacos? And I was like, what the heck are you watching?
Shout out, cause you see, you know, some realness in people, even though people struggle. But, like I said, I'm trying to keep my car in the same lane right now, and we will definitely be bouncing off of different things, but, No, I actually have a black quote for 2022. Stay back. Excuse me. Sorry. Let me do it again.
Stay back.
stay black. Be black. Die black.
That's all you gotta do.
Okay. Stay black. Be black. and die black.
In the words of an older black man, all I gotta do is be black and pay taxes.
I mean,
that's the only thing that I have to do. That's what he said.
I mean, look, I will only give you the perception and the viewership of a black male in the United States of America, and the viewership of how, in my experience, to be honest, you can only be yourself and you can only realize what's around you. Of course, everybody, you know, has their own different viewership. You have people that support you, people that don't. People have different viewerships and how they want to go out through life. But at the end of the day, you have to worry about what you're doing, how you affect your family, and how you're going to go about and make the better each and every day. And there are no, at this point, there are no obstructions to how far you can go. You just have to pay attention to the obstacles that are in front of you. There are no obstructions, but you pay attention to those obstacles that are in front of you. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, that's facts. And I actually have a question for our tribe, our listeners. What was something that helped you get through the pandemic, or what is like a quote or something that helps you get through your days when like you're having those down days, or you know, you're just not feeling yourself? I would love for you to let us know, and you can use the hashtag TSLTVpod. And let us know. You can use it on Instagram, you can use it on Twitter. We're probably better on Twitter since that's where you can type your life away. Versus just sharing a little picture.
There you go. Right.
But that's what I'm asking you too, King. Like, what were you doing around the time of the pandemic to like keep your mood high?
Come on,
keep
man.
Your spirits
so,
high.
So outside of like, I was very caught up in the, you know, the 9 to 5. You know, I was gracious enough where we, you know, both have currently, you know, we have our empire that we're growing right now. We have our own business. This is what you're listening to, QKJJ. Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing this. But outside of that, you definitely have to have a machine. You have to have a paper roll, something that's going to help you. So, you know, I worked a nine to five like many others. I worked from home. I currently still do. And I've taken different options. And what I decided was, at the time when we were kind of down bad and I realized where the economy was, I took in different skill sets that I learned along the way. So when we were down bad, you know, Queen would tell you some nights, she would probably find me, you know, by myself in the bathroom, and I'm sitting up here, you know, I actually was looking at stocks. I was looking at the market. I was looking at different articles that were providing different stocks and share options. I think before the passing of legalization of hemp in the United States, and also a few other markets before they popped off, you know, like technology, health, and stuff like that. Stock shares. I was looking at different articles that provided a lot of information about, you know, stocks that we can get into. And I let, you know, Queen know, look, I'm working right now. We got, you know, the money, you know, a little bit of money that we got, that we had going on at that time. I was like, we could do something in the meantime, you know, to see how we could further ourselves. And this is something that you have to do. I'm not saying that I'm a professional, but I'm going to tell you the biggest thing that anybody could do right now is just read and just understand what's going on around you. And you can make actually the best decision, or one of the best decisions in your life, just by literally reading.
I'm glad you said that too, because another thing I want to do different with our podcast this year is interview a lot more people, like experts. You know, get some people to talk about, you know, crypto, investing, in NFTs, and stuff like
that. I'm glad that you just said that.
Because like I said, we have a lot of surprises coming for you this year.
but
we hitting y'all hard. That's why I said we're going to have to get these numbers up for you. And also provide rich, valuable content, because that's what it is at the end of the day. We can want to blow up, but we also have to provide valuable content that you all can use and practice in your everyday lives.
Absolutely. I won't lie though. I'm gonna tell you the biggest thing that has definitely provided me with an outsource when I saw that things were gonna get bad was actually real estate. you have the option to own some type of portion of land to get involved with real estate, I would definitely say that that's a great option. Just understand, I'm not telling you to spend your last or anything, but understand, you know, just get to the point where the folks are not going to make more land. Mm-hmm. Land is just what it is, and yeah. If you have control of the physical asset, you can do what you like with it.
Shoot, but, I'm trying to be like that. You know, those group of families that bought up that land. They bought up all this land. It was all these acres of land together. That's what I'm trying to do.
Y'all, let's
unite and take over.
Right. Look, let's keep it. Let's keep moving to something else during the pandemic. Seriously, I wanted to talk about beyond the process of how to make money. Mm-hmm. Was finding our happiness, y'all. Mm-hmm. Look, we always talk to y'all about how we like getting out there skating. We like doing our thing, yes. Y'all. Hey, we had to move to another location. It is what it is. But could you imagine? And this is what I appreciate about Queen. You know, always trust your queen about the area that you're about to move to next and then how the energy is being felt. We found this location where we go to now, where we're skating at, and it's familiar.
Completely similar to where we used to skate at.
It's wild.
We just happened to move right down the street from another college.
Mm-hmm.
And the college has those perfect parking lots where it's not traffic. So you can actually weave through the parking.
Yeah.
And that's like the perfect area to be skating at. So I was really excited that we found that. And we were out there, what did they say? It was like 30-something degrees.
Oh, yeah. We were outside 36 degrees. We was outside 36 degrees outside.
We got it done, though.
You feel what I'm saying? We made sure we had our padding on. We was like, warm. But, you have to take those necessary steps.
Yeah, those are bonding moments. You have to have someone that's going to match your fly for real.
We'll
dive more into like our relationship and everything like that. Because I know that we've also had requests for more content regarding black marriages, black love, black relationships, and things like that. So we're definitely going to deep dive into that too. This is really like a welcome back episode for us because we've just been away for so long, living life, believe it or not, living our best life. Like after everything that we've been going through, we are on the other side of it now, and we've learned so much from it, and we're going to continue learning and continue growing and loving on each other, because that's all it really comes down to at the end of the day, is being able to have someone in your life, whether it's your significant other, whether it's a family member, a friend, like just have someone that you can call on or they can call on you, and vice versa, and love on each other. And just get each other through. Because sometimes you got to call someone and tell somebody how you really feel. And then you be like, all right, I was tripping. Like, now I got that out. Like, let's really have a conversation. And you have to be honest enough with someone to be able to tell them that as well.
Keep it real. You got to be honest with yourself. And you have to find peace within yourself first.
Y'all, I've been doing a lot of reflection during the pandemic too. And a lot of shadow work. And it's been hard. But at the end of the day, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. That's what I try to remember. And I have to another black quote that I can highlight is something I saw on LinkedIn the other day from Damon John. He was like, don't complain about what you don't have if you're not willing to put in the work.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Facts.
So I can't complain about anything that I don't have if I'm not willing to put in the work.
Y'all. Let's talk about something to put in the work. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut right into this. And I want to take y'all through a night. Like I said, I'm going to take this lane. I want to take our lane straight through. So, another groundwork, because we were talking about real estate, the actual land. Y'all, we've been going through the growth process, literally planting seeds. We always give y'all seeds within this information. Boom. Always check us out on our different platforms of social media.
I can't remember if I posted that before, but I mean, talked about in our previous episodes, or I created the link, the Instagram during our break. But it is The Right Homestead on Instagram, And you can go and check us out there. I'll make sure to drop that in the link below. I mean, the was the description box below as well, so you can follow
that description box.
So you can follow our journey. We're whole freaking farmers. King is third generation, right? Yeah. Third generation farmer. I am some generation. There's no confirmation of farmers, but you know, I know my ancestors were farmers because I got 2 green thumbs, not 1. 2 of them things.
2 of them things.
And King already signed me off. He said I have a green thumb.
Yeah. Now she has to get her green toes. A lot of people don't know that? About that. You got your green thumb, and then get your green toes.
This is the hot dog, onions, and cheese thing again.
Don't tell nobody about that. Why would you even tell nobody about that?
They don't
tell
even know what that means.
Anyway,
if you would have never reacted, they would have never known.
They wouldn't have known, but that's something... That's something that's deeper. But anyway.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
is it a test?
Your green toes, make sure that you 10 toes down. You really about what you talking about.
Who be over there watering them? You're checking on them every night.
Yeah, we both do.
I be over there talking to them.
This is what happens when you give a city girl a little bit of power when it comes
this is what I'm
growing
saying.
Plans. Anyway, so y'all. No, seriously. I want to be serious right now. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that my car is in a straight line.
I want to redo it. I want to talk it.
Right. So I will say this right now. It's imperative that if you're listening to the sound of our voice right now, where we started and where we're going, please make an effort to try and grow some type of greens, leafy greens, whether that's spinach,
cabbage,
any type of leafy greens. Start off there, please. Herbs,
mint, thyme.
Please start right now. Grow your food.
Just try it. Just experiment. If you think that you can't do it, just try again.
You actually will be able.
And it's all about your intention. If you start something saying, "Oh, I can't do it," well, guess what? You can't. You already figured it out. You done told a billion of your sales that they can't do it.
I'm begging you, please grow some.
Okay.
Greens in the back, y'all.
Oh, no.
I'm serious, y'all. Grow some plants.
Grow something.
Your kids,
especially if you have kids.
Oh yeah, they're gonna appreciate you.
Especially if you have kids. Mm-hmm. Like, kids freak out over freaking plants.
Yeah.
They are so excited. They're so curious, and you have to foster that curiosity in them. And then they see that. You know how many adults we have heard that were like, "Oh, I didn't know, you know, that grew like that. I didn't know, you know, what grass was." And it's like, what are you talking about? So it starts at home. You know, it starts very early. And as we wrap up this episode, I just want to let you all know that it is important to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Know that abundance is your birthright.
Yep.
And you're the only person that could talk yourself out of something.
Wow.
And you have to get out of the habit of doing that. That's been something that I've been doing for, like, telling myself every single day.
You're wrapping this up so well.
I'm serious, like, because it's so easy. Like, I hear my thoughts in my head. I'll be like, "Oh, I should go work out." And then a little voice in your head be like, "Oh, girl, you gotta work out." And it's like, honey, relax. Okay, we're gonna go work out because the little voice in your head is not who's gonna try to be in Jamaica in a couple months.
Right.
Looking good in your thong.
You don't wanna be 3,000 pounds and both of us eating.
Eating 7 pizzas in the car.
Eating 7 pizzas in the car. Even though we done ordered 10.
Oh,
but that's
my
no
God.
Shade. What we're trying to say is, and babe,
keep.
This has been a perfect moment, an opportunity for us to let you know where we are, and we have definitely adapted ourselves. Definitely keep checking in to the Truth Session and lifting the veil here at QKJJ. Definitely like, share, subscribe, share this with your friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Let
them know that we are out here. We got a black couple out here that's trying to do the right things.
Still together.
Let's talk about it.
Got married.
Come on, let's talk about
it. Knew each other. How long we know each other? 10 years
let's
now.
Go.
Still riding strong.
And we eat Boosie noodles together, son. What? Huh?
And we cook.
Snacks.
And we farm. And
What's
we
up?
Code. and we research and we engineer all freaking together
every day.
You feel me?
Every day.
So we are wanting to be an inspiration for all those other black couples out there, and we look forward to you know sharing this journey together.
Absolutely.
And the last thing that I want to wrap this up with is our podcast is sponsored by QKJJ.org, your royal destination for handcrafted pre-tied head wraps and turbans made only for queens and kings. So visit QKJJ.org to shop their mini collections. And yes, they have baby turbans and head wraps too. So go to QKJJ.org, where your truth is royalty. And we out.
We out. See y'all next time.